Why are Christians being put under so much pressure and how do you feel about it? Keith Purchase Wood, Executive Director of the National Secular Society. Morning to you, Keith. Hello, Keith.
Hello.
Good morning. And the Reverend Philip Campbell with us this morning from the Evangelical Lobby Group, the Caleb Foundation. Morning to you, Philip.
Morning, Stephen.
Good morning, good morning. How much pressure, Philip, do you think Christians are coming under now? And how do you feel about them wanting to ban prayer in a lot of public settings?
Well, Stephen, it's interesting that we're having this conversation on Valentine's Day because, of course, Christians would affirm that it was God who made male and female and gave them an attraction the one to the other. By the way, my wife and I have been married for 34 years, Stephen, and it was on a Valentine's Day that she decided to become a Christian and she fell in love with Jesus, if you could put it like that. But you may not know that Valentine was a Christian. He was a Christian believer. And he was a Christian believer that the emperor, Claudius II, wanted to silence. And eventually he did so when he was executed. And it seems to me that the kind of anti-God agenda that's come about is basically to try and silence the influence for God and for Christianity.
The anti-God agenda, Keith Purchase Wood. You're trying to ban prayer. Let people in this society have the freedom to pray when they want to.
Well, who says we're trying to ban prayer? What we're actually saying is that prayer's got an appropriate place and it's not on a council agenda. That's the only thing we're saying. We, as a National Secular Society, obviously, we're secularists. We think that religion and politics are not the same thing and should be kept separate. So we're not saying that people shouldn't pray. We're saying that they shouldn't pray in a civic setting that has to be shared by everybody, whether they're Christian or not.
You're not saying that the only place prayer should be banned, Keith, to be fair. Is it council meetings?
No, that's right.
You want them banned from some school settings, don't you?
Yes, absolutely. I think that it's important that people are allowed to make up their own mind about religion. If you coerce people into religion, which is what happens in schools, kids have got no escape and they have to have religion by law. If you coerce people into religion, it's actually counterproductive. It drives people away. And the number of people we've heard who said, you know, oh, I went to a faith school and we had to pray every day and we had to go to the church and now I'm a raving atheist. You know, you cannot force people to do what they do not want to do or to believe what they don't believe.
But Keith, it's ridiculous, isn't it? Because you can't force someone to pray.
Exactly.
So therefore, what you do if you're in that setting and you don't want to pray is you sit there and you keep your eyes open and you don't pray. What's the problem?
That's terribly arrogant to say that, you know, that believers have got the right to pray and non-believers have got to sit there squirming or you know, feeling embarrassed because they're seen as disrespectful because they won't join in. And we've had complaints from all over the country from councillors who are in this position, not just atheists, but people from other religions who say, I do not want to take part in Christian prayers, but if I'm not in the council meeting when the meeting starts, I've got no option.
Yeah.
I have to walk in there.
But you do have an option, Keith. You're sitting there.
Well, it's,
and you're watching other people. You're watching other people live out their faith.
You don't seem to grasp the concept of a secular area where people have to share a space, where they have to get on together without religion intruding and causing conflict between them. And we've had a case in Portsmouth where a councillor, a Christian councillor, walked out very ostentatiously, walked out of the meeting because a Muslim imam came to say a prayer. So it can cause conflict, and we don't want that in an area where people are there to do their civic duty and look after the schools and the roads and make sure that bins are emptied. They're not
Philip
going
Campbell?
To pray.
Stephen, I think we need to acknowledge the fact that Britain is, in terms of its culture and heritage, is Christian. And prayer in these sort of situations is nothing more, perhaps, than an acknowledgement of the fact that you know, Britain, at its very heart, has a Christian culture. The majority of people still profess to believe in God, even though, as Keith said, there are certainly much less numbers of people who go to church. But the fact of the matter is that atheists and secularists are really a minority I mean, I have the National Secretariat website up on my computer at the moment, and according to this, there's less than 2,300 people who like the NSS. So we're talking about a minority.
Well, let's look at, for example, Keith Butcherswade, what happens in Northern Ireland in our assembly here. Mm. In the Northern Ireland Assembly,
yeah.
they seem to have a bit of a compromise. I just wonder if you'd want to stop this. Business starts in the chamber with prayers, but that means 2 minutes of silence. Nobody speaks and members spend the time in silent prayer. Would you object to that?
No, not at all. We did actually try to reach that compromise with Biddeford Council, which was the centre of this case. We asked them if they would accept that a few minutes silence would allow people to pray silently if they wanted to, or to think about the business of the day or whatever. And they would not have that. They wanted to have specifically Christian prayers. So we had no option but to test this in court, whether it was legal for them to impose Christianity on people who didn't want it. And as you said, you know, the survey that's been published today shows that huge numbers of people don't have any real Christian faith, even though they think of themselves as cultural Christians. They don't really have a Christian faith, and they don't pray in their own time and voluntarily. So when they go to do their council duty and to serve their community, they go there without the expectation of suddenly it becoming a religious service, because in Biddeford it wasn't just praying. There was also a homily that people had to sit through, a Christian homily. Now, that's all right in its place, but what we're saying is its place is not in a civic setting that has to be shared by the whole community.
Well, Keith, I think that this is just the latest tick box on your agenda of trying to exclude God from public life.
No, that's not true. We're not trying to do anything to God. We're not trying to affect anybody's personal faith. You know, you're welcome to it, and we will not interfere with it.
Keith, Raymond and Lauren wants to speak to you this morning. Morning, Raymond.
Good morning, Stephen.
Say good morning to Keith.
Good morning, Keith.
Good morning.
I was wondering, have you got friends who, relations, friends or anything else, who are Christians?
Oh, absolutely. Yeah.
Do they ever have any relations die?
Yes, of course.
Do you go to their funerals?
Of course.
Is there prayer said at the funeral?
Of course.
Well, why don't you stick to your principles and don't get near their funerals or anything if they're going to have prayers at them?
Because they are Christians and it was in church. The church is the appropriate place for praying. I didn't pray when I went to those funeral services. I went to bid farewell to a loved one. And, you know, it's perfectly appropriate that prayers are said in a church. It's not appropriate to say them in a council chamber.
Why would it be appropriate to say it at a funeral? I mean, it's a public place.
What type of what point are you trying to make, Raymond? Stop asking questions and make the point.
Stephen, who's asking the questions here, you or me?
What point are you trying to make to him?
I'm trying to make it out that if he had principles and he's so afraid of prayers in a council chamber, then that same man should stay away from Christian funerals, no matter whether it's his own relations or not, because when prayers are being said there, he's racking his own principles, Stephen, but going. That's what I'm saying.
It's a fair point, Keith, is it not?
No, it's not, because, you know, if you have a Christian, say, father or mother who dies and they want to have a Christian funeral, you have no alternative if you want to say farewell to them than to go to their funeral. And I would not participate in the Christian element of it, but I would go there and respect their faith in the appropriate place, which is a church.